Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I'm doing a response video to a video put out by Mr. Matt Walsh called The Divorce System is Unjust. I just want to go on the record here. I agree with most of what this individual has to say, but sometimes he comes across as holier than thou, speaking from a position of inexperience. Now, this is very similar to what I used to experience in the military when I would get these young bucks officers right out of West Point who literally know about the world from the books that they studied in college, and then they show up on the ground and try to give advice to dudes who are in the trenches how they could do it better. It always causes all kinds of problems. It's doing the same thing now.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
In this video, he talks about how unjust the divorce system is and how it's stifling marriage. Now, I've been saying this for years. Marriage is the building block of any and all civilizations that have ever existed, i.e. the nuclear family with a man, a woman, children, what have you. Now, Mr. Walsh is one of those rare exceptions who I think is content in his marriage. Yeah, he's a Catholic with six children. All right, congratulations on that, Mr. Walsh. That is not the reality on the ground for most men.
Look at that! No shit!
And I was personally very upset at the way you basically shamed men in your opening statement, saying men are giving up on duty, bloodline, civilization, legacy, ancestors, and happiness. Well, there's a group out there that uses this blame and shame tactics on the regular, and I would call them feminists. So, Mr. Walsh, that was quite feminist of you to say such things.
You fucked up.
Historically, women have been able to manipulate men with blame and shame to the point where literally the difference between life and death for young men in the past was a simple white flower or a feather pinned on their lapel by women. Basically, in that act, we're calling that individual a draft dodger. And that was very common in World War I. And millions of men went over the top, never to be seen again. Good on you for that shame tactic, Mr. Walsh. I personally think that's reprehensible. But let's dissect this, shall we? Duty. Can you please explain to me what a man's duty is? And why should he execute such duties? Because it stands now, the men of today have even less rights and respect than they did as little as 40 years ago. All right, you can see this in how men are getting canceled, the Me Too. Let's throw in the draft in there. And there's probably a few more kicking around I really can't get to right here because I don't want to make this video too long. Next, bloodlines. All right, now, Mr. Walsh, you're a Catholic and apparently you're happily married. But maybe you should familiarize yourself with the amount of children that are born in wedlock that the husband is not the father of.
Too many to count.
There are many, many women out there who are playing around on their significant others, getting pregnant, and fooling their husbands or significant others into thinking it's theirs. This is absolutely reprehensible, and men are waking up to this fact, and I'm the one that's doing it. Or let's just say I have a hand in doing it. I don't run the MGTOW Red Pill community. I am not their speaker. I just do semi-comedy videos explaining situations and so forth. Okay. So please, you know, clarify what this duty is.
This ought to be good.
There's a lot of kids being born out there that are not related to the father, that are being discovered by DNA tests, you know, 5, 10, 15 years down the road. In fact, I did a video a while back on the American Council of Blood Banks when they did paternity tests. It came back with 30% of the cases they tested, the father was not the father. That is egregious. All right. And this behavior is protected by law in the courts, and I'll get to that towards the end.
Oh, boy.
Responsibility to the civilization? Well, don't we already, keep the power going? You know, we drive the trucks. We dig for the oil. Most men invented a majority of the stuff we used in our civilization up to this point. Without men, virtually life would come to a screeching halt, and there would be very few women able to step up and carry that burden. And the civilization we have right now doesn't appreciate that, not by the slightest. All right, you can check out the divorce stats, all of the downplaying and bad-mouthing of men across all of the media. Why do you think men should uphold the civilization, especially when it's radically turned against them? Can you answer that question?
I sure hope so.
Next, legacy. What exactly does that mean? Because the majority of men out there are divorced, and they lose their children, or their children are put at extreme distance to the point they effectively lose their children. Is that the legacy that that man wants? Or finding out that one of his kids isn't his? Is that his legacy? Huh? Could you clarify what you said there?
That would be great.
Next, ancestors. Not really going to speak much about this, but other than the fact that, again, this is a shaming tactic. You know, hey, your ancestors would be disappointed in you. Well, they're dead.
Damn, dude. Harsh, right?
Happiness. All right, so he is effectively saying in his opening statements that the only road to happiness and contentment is to get married. There's no other way a man can get, you know, become happy or content other than his one-dimensional Catholic marriage kind of way.
Wrong!
That is not the case for most men out here. Most men in the real world, where you're not, they make one mistake and they're literally turned into an indentured servant for the rest of their life. Or 18 to 21 years, depending upon the state they happen to get divorced in. All right, so let's talk about this marriage thing. And you know, I mean, what benefits do men get from marriage today? Because back in the day, it used to be a contract where the man and the woman benefited from the union. The way the laws are written today, that is not the case. These women are handsomely rewarded for violating and breaking that contract. And here are the following repercussions. All right, you get married, you have a 50% chance of divorce right out of the gate. All right, and 70 to 90% of said divorces are filed by women. I went up to 90% because college-educated women file for divorce even more than un-college-educated women. You can check the studies for yourself. I'm sure you have, but you didn't talk about it in this blame and shame video that you put out. All right. 85% of the time, the man will not get custody of his children. And when I was going through my divorce, I had access to several of the databases that lawyers use to research past cases. And when I did this, I found out that roughly 7% of the time, at least in the three counties I researched, the man won custody because the mother didn't show up. So if you back that out, this actually goes up to like 92, 93% of the time, the man does not get custody of his children. I can't tell you how many stories and men I've spoken to whose ex-wives were prostitutes, actively taking antipsychotic drugs, history of violence, the whole thing, it's ludicrous. But somehow the courts look at that situation and say, in the best interest of the child, we're going to give the child to the mother and not the father. When in reality, what they're saying is, we want that man to be a slave. He's going to pay the child support. And we as the court are going to get a portion of that money paid to us from the Social Security fund to pay for the staff to make that happen. It's called Title 4D. And when Social Security does go bankrupt, I hope that we as a nation realize that single mothers played a majority responsibility for that happening.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
All right, alimony, overwhelmingly paid by men. All right, since when does somebody have the right, because they've become accustomed to a certain lifestyle, have the right to make that individual pay so you could stay in that lifestyle? Where does that happen in the real world? Oh, that's right, it doesn't, except in divorce court. All right, that's a holdover from laws that were put in place in the late 1800s and early 1900s. That's the equivalent of men being armed with Civil War equipment going to battle in the modern battlefields against, you know, laser range finders, machine guns, artillery, Air Force, everything. They get creamed. It is such a mismatch. Are you surprised men are waking up to this and deciding, I'm not getting married? I'm not. In fact, I wholeheartedly encourage it.
That is so mean.
Allegations get a man harshly punished in divorce court. I have been in the court when accusations were made, and the man was instantly issued a PPO order, meaning he had to leave his house. He was effectively made homeless. Later on, that same guy had his house, which he owned before he got married, given to his now ex-wife because they had children. All right. The value of that house was not included in any of the child support settlements. In fact, it wasn't even mentioned. It was just transferred to her or go to jail. And you're going to pay $1,200 a month just in child support, $400 a month in medical insurance. And then, of course, you have daycare and all that other crap. The dude was literally paying $2,100 a month, roughly 72% of his take-home pay. The man was effectively made homeless.
That's some bullshit.
I saw that happen, and I experienced it myself because it happened to me. I'm sure it hasn't happened to you, and you haven't experienced this bitter pill called the red pill for real. So, in effect, you are like up on a podium preaching down to us, throwing mud and thinking you're better than everyone else in regards to this particular subject. You're not. All right. In fact, in this particular lane, I would say you're about as ignorant as a kindergartner. No offense, but I'm just pointing out facts here.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Lawyers, they call this one up here the silver bullet because it's pretty much an automatic win for the woman in the divorce situation. And here's the sticking point. most attorneys out there recommend that the woman do something like this because it makes the whole process easier on her. Meaning, the man's going to lose his kids, lose his house, lose his assets, become homeless. And even if it's all proven to be hogwash, it's not undone, and there is no punishment for either the attorney or the soon-to-be ex-wife for lying in court.
You believe any of that shit?
Here we go. It is not possible to actively sue the divorce court or the divorce industry for violating your constitutional rights and slander. Basically, when a man goes into divorce court, there is no constitutional protection at all. If you've read the Constitution, which I know you have, there is a clause in there against indentured servitude. If you look up the definition of that, it pretty much fits to the ex-husband having to pay these exorbitant amounts of child support. And in most states, if the woman is successful in duping the man for 2 years and a day that the child was his, and he finds out through DNA that it's not, he is still obligated to pay that child support for 18 to 21 years. That is straight up slavery, and that is about as unjust as it comes. Did you ever talk about that?
I can't say that I have.
Now let's talk about the results of divorce on men here. The main one is suicide and depression. Now I've been battling this whole male suicide problem that has really gotten bad in the past 20 years. And one of the main reasons I battle it as hard as I do because it almost happened to me. I had a former commander blow his head off 4 days prior to me planning to do the exact same thing. And then I had to run his funeral. I saw exactly the impact on his friends and family. Changed my tune. All right? And our government has spent billions of dollars on programs. They've hired an army of counselors to try to stop this. And they have been unsuccessful. Me, using logic, reason, comedy, and satire, I'm up to 509 men who have come forward and credited me with keeping the gun out of their mouth. So maybe I know what I'm talking about here.
Maybe you do.
Next, homelessness. I was made homeless for a little over 6 months. You know, as my divorce was filed and started, ramping up, and I was hit with the child support and I had to pay all the crazy stuff. At that time, I was recovering from being wounded in Iraq, and the business that I had run prior to that was out of business, but they had no problem using the income from a business that had been shut down for 4 years to slap me with a child support number. And they said, don't worry, you can appeal it in 2 years. Well, if that was the case, since I was unemployed, it only would take roughly 7 months before I was over the $5,000 minimum where men can be charged a felony for the inability to pay such child support, alimony, what have you. All right? Now, women, if they don't want to have a child, they have the AAA insurance option. Abort, abandon, and adopt. Men, they have pay or go to jail. That's it. And because of me and many other red pill individuals such as myself, we're educating the youth of today against this injustice. And I hope the marriage rates go to absolute zero. I truly do. Because we need to have that so everything could be reset. And unfortunately, that is going to result in a boatload of pain, agony, and I dare say, death. All right? You have 6 children. 20 years from now, when it all implodes, they're going to be stuck in the middle of that hellscape that feminism and our civilization has created. Listen, I'm not throwing shade on you. I don't want anything bad to happen. I'm just saying, at the current rate, 20 years from now, it is going to be bad.
And I mean bad.
Next, addiction. Because of the depression, a lot of guys crawl into the bottle or start using drugs. Most of the guys that do that can never, ever crawl their way out. Now, while I was homeless, I talked to a lot of guys who were in the same predicament as me. Most of them owed child support to a baby mama, and they had a warrant for their arrest, or they had a warrant for their arrest because they couldn't pay anything when they got divorced, and they're living their life as a fugitive. Some of them turn themselves in so they can be in jail over the winter, and they get, you know, 3 hots and a cot to sleep in, and 90 days later, most of the time, they're released. It's a rinse and repeat cycle. A lot of these individuals who owe back child support, the state is putting penalties because unpaid interest, making it so these debts never can go away. Right? You're not talking about that. I already talked about jail and fugitive. The marriage rates of today are the lowest they have ever been since they started tracking this statistic shortly after the Civil War. I think that's a good thing. All right? I would like to see men take care of themselves, become happy and content by themselves, since getting into a union with a woman in today's environment, first, there is no guarantee of happiness. Even if you stay married, I would venture to say roughly 20% of the men who stay married are actually happy and content. The rest, they're going through the motions of cheaper to keeper. That is not happiness, nor is it contentment. It is misery. And I already talked about what happens to them if they get divorced. It's absolutely egregious. All right. Now, I appreciate the fact that you talked about no-fault divorce and how it's ruined everything and it's messing with your kumbaya moment. I appreciate that. Truly, I do. But next time, how about you talk about the actual consequences for men on the ground? Oh, that's right. You haven't experienced them firsthand. So if you were to do that, in my opinion, you'd be talking out your ass. Last but not least, let's talk about the loss of a child. All right. Now, in my opinion, and in the opinions of Psychology Today and other publications, the loss of a child is the most excruciating pain that a parent can endure in this life, bar none. And our divorce courts take away children from men 5 days a week, 50 out of 52 weeks a year. It happens a couple million times a year here in the United States. Well, 4 days a month a father does not make. And here's another aspect, because again, I've lived through this myself, is every time I pick my kids up, when I did see them on the limited times I was allowed, I was filled with absolute joy for about 48 hours. And then I had to drop them off, knowing I wouldn't see them again 2 weeks, 3 weeks, who knows how long. Every time that happened, in my mind, I was processing the death of my children. That was the emotional toll that whole thing took on me.
I had no idea.
And it's the same for most men out there who are not sociopaths. Men love their children. They want to raise their children. But the way the world is, most of the time, they don't get that luxury anymore. I did a video about 6 years back called Deadbeat Dad Dilemma. And I talked about exactly how this phenomena happens. These child support awards with daycare and medical are so high, these men cannot pay them. They have no choice but to run. Or if they're one of those fortunate few that can pay them, most have to get a second job. Well, time is money. Most kids are only awake from 8 o'clock to roughly 8 o'clock in the morning to roughly 8 or 9 at night. When is that man going to have time to see his kids? Oh, that's right, he's not. So even if he does pay the exorbitant amounts of child support, but he's not around because he has to burn time to pay that, he's labeled a deadbeat. And if he runs and he refuses to pay, he's called a deadbeat. So in effect, marriage today is a lose-lose proposition for men. How dare you try to shame men into walking into that death trap? I've done 33 years in the military. All right, I've attended or I have conducted over 100 funerals for servicemen. Okay, 1/3 of said funerals were questionable at best. At worst, they were flat out labeled suicides. I found it quite odd that a retired master sergeant got served with divorce papers and they find him drowned in a lake when he went out fishing.
Oh, that's fishy.
Could have been purposeful. It could have been a mistake. Or the young E6 got served divorce papers and 2 weeks later drove his crotch rocket into basically the pylons holding up a bridge at north of 150 miles an hour.
That sounds painful.
That is what marriage is doing to men today, and you were completely oblivious to this fact. It is absolutely shameful. All right? You should probably readdress this particular subject. Talk to some people with real on-the-ground experience. All right? And don't talk down to us normal men, you know, down here like you're superior, because you're not. You put on your pants the same way as everyone else. You button up your shirts, what have you. I got it. And I'm happy for you that you are happily married and you have a nice big family. But I want you to remember this. Guys like me, we're paying for it. So you better enjoy it. Take it easy.